The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The New Covenant. Does it abolish God's law? What ascetic philosophy was affecting the Colossians? Paul warned the Christian Gentiles in Colossae, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Some believe Paul here was telling them to avoid those teaching that God's laws regarding the Sabbath, festivals, dietary restrictions, etc., were still in effect. This notion is false, as Paul himself elsewhere taught that Christians, Jew and Gentile alike, should keep these laws. The most thorough description of the philosophy Paul was actually warning against in Colossians is found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Its ascetic claims to superiority were based on their deceptive appearance of wisdom in promoting self-imposed piety, humility, and severe treatment of the body. Verse 23. Paul indicates that touting their ascetic views as equivalent to and in harmony with the basics or elemental things of the cosmos, meaning in Greek the basic principles of the surrounding world, is what gave the philosophy its appeal. The analysis of Dr. Troy Martin, professor of religious studies at Chicago's St. Xavier University, of the grammar and syntax of verses 20 through 23, sheds light on the main components of the philosophy's self-touted wisdom Paul rejects. Verse 23 reads, "These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-imposed piety, humility, and severe treatment of the body, but they are of no value in checking self-indulgence." Professor Martin explains, "Even though this set of verses is syntactically one of the most difficult sentences in the New Testament, it can be understood and adequately translated and thus provide important information about the opposition. Since the practices stated in the apodosis, that is the results clause of a conditional sentence, are not those of the readers, and since the author is warning his readers against adopting their opponents' practices, the type of dogmatizing mentioned in the apodosis probably originates with the opposition. This probability is increased because verse 20, which asserts the elements of the cosmos as the basis for the dogmatizing, is congruent with verse 8, which establishes the same elements as the basis for the opponent's philosophical tradition. This probability is further increased because the phrase, "according to human commandments and teachings," used in verse 22 to describe the dogmatizing, is similar to the phrase, "according to human tradition," used in verse 8 to describe the opponent's philosophical method. Furthermore, the explicit dogmatic examples given in verse 21 imply a definite situation against which the author is reacting. These ascetic admonitions probably belong to the opponents, since verse 23 establishes their treating the body severely, and verse 16 mentions their objections to the Colossians' food and drink. The reference to the reputation of the human commandments and teachings in verse 23 implies a specific, recognizable tradition that is different than the Christian tradition of the author and his readers. There are several characteristics about the opponents that emerge from this passage. First, they engage in dogmatizing based upon a particular physic, that is, their analysis of the basic principles of the world. Their dogmatizing arises from a consideration of the elements of the cosmos, i.e., surrounding world, and pertains to complete abstinence from consumer goods, things destined to perish with the using, verse 22, that do not occur naturally. Secondly, their dogmatizing is congruent with a self-conception that they are inhabitants of the cosmos, that is, again, the surrounding world. Thirdly, their dogmatizing is also congruent with human commandments and teachings that have a reputation for wisdom. These commandments and teachings have a positive reputation because they pertain to will worship and humble-mindedness. This humble-mindedness is not social humility that shows regard for others, but an ascetic humility reflected in severe treatment of the body. The opponents would consider their dogmatizing as a positive program that correctly integrates those who inhabit the cosmos into the cosmic order. With these and other considerations, Professor Martin concludes, the entire complex relative clause in verse 23 that modifies the human commandments and teachings and concludes the apodosis, that is, the results clause, of the conditional sentence that began in verse 20 can now be translated. Indeed, the entire conditional sentence of Colossians chapter 2, verses 20 through 23 can be translated as follows. If you died with Christ, are you decreeing anything for yourselves from the elements of the cosmos, as if you were living in the cosmos, i.e., the surrounding world order? Are you decreeing anything for yourselves such as, do not handle, nor taste, nor touch any of the things that are destined for destruction by human consumption? Are you decreeing anything for yourselves according to human commandments and teachings that are for the fulfillment of the flesh, although they have a reputation for wisdom on account of will worship and a humble-mindedness consisting of severity to the body, not a humble-mindedness consisting of honor to anyone? These characteristics, Professor Martin concludes, appear to point to the ascetic cynic philosophy as the one challenging the Colossians' confidence in the divinely revealed wisdom that leads to eternal life through Jesus Christ. This philosophy of extreme asceticism that thrived at that time deceptively represented its teachings as embodying humility and wisdom. Paul is arguing against misguided human philosophy, not against the need to keep God's law.
Thanks for listening to What Ascetic Philosophy Was Affecting the Colossians. In the booklet, The New Covenant, Does It Abolish God's Law? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.